Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless.
主啊，我们祷告您会继续的赐福给我们。
You are a good God. You've been a very good God to us, and each of us say thank you for all the blessings that you have given us.
因为您是一位良善的神呢，您是对我们非常的好，所以呢，我们感谢您赐给我们的赐福。
And Lord, we understand that Amir's family in Iran are under great pressure, great distress at this time.
最主要，我们也理解那个阿米尔的家人现在在伊朗呢，就是在极大的压力和极大的痛苦之下。
Our prayer is that you will protect them from the destruction that is going on all around them.
所以呢，我们的祷告是呢，您来保护他呢，不会在这周围发生的事件中呢毁灭。
We pray that they will have food and will be able to sleep.
所以呢，我们祷告他们会有食物吃，也能够睡觉。
But mostly, Lord, we pray that they will realize that the only solution to the problem of the nation, and in particular, the only solution to their own lives is for the Lord Jesus Christ to be acknowledged as Savior and Lord.
所以主啊，我们也祷告，让他们意识到呢，在他们这现在唯一的解决方案呢，就是每一个人和整个国家，他们呢，接受主耶稣基督为他们的主和救主。
And so, Lord, we're praying that they will turn to the Lord. We're praying that Amir will have wisdom as to what to say to them and how to encourage them in the truths of God.
接着啊，我们就是说些祷告呢，他们会转向神的话，我们也祈求您呢赐给阿米尔的这样的话语，让他怎样去鼓励他们，就是跟他们传播神的真理。
And so, Lord, we're going to turn now to the study of the Bible. We pray that you will show us the simple logic that the Lord is outlining for the people. And may each of us say, Lord, I want to acknowledge that logic. I want to live for Jesus right now.
所以主啊，现在呢，我们要翻开神的话呢，我们也祷告，请您呢，让我们去理解主耶稣基督的给我们指出的这样的一个简单的真理，让我们呢去理解，去跟从，我们要活出主耶稣基督说的这样的真理，跟从他。
So we pray that you will help us, that you will teach us, and that you will grant us wisdom to respond properly to these wonderful truths.
所以主啊，我们也祷告，求您呢，就是说是，赐给我们智慧，也鼓励我们，教导我们，让我们呢，对这样的简单的真理呢，做出正确的反应。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, thank you to all. We're studying tonight in the book of Luke, the Gospel to Luke. Gospel of Luke, and we're going to start reading around verse 29.
今天呢，我们开始学习呢，就是路加福音第十二章，就是路加福音呢，要从第二十九节开始读。
And again, this evening, my voice is somewhat weak. I apologize. We're just going to keep going through. Sometimes it'll be strong. Sometimes it'll be very weak.
所以再一次呢，今天晚上呢，就是我的声音呢有点的弱，那么说呢，有时候呢也比较强，有时候比较弱。
So you remember now, the Lord Jesus is teaching the people. He's already indicated that he's going to Jerusalem and he's going to be crucified there. So there, he's teaching them things they need to know to encourage them as to what to do when he's gone up into heaven.
比如你们大家知道的主耶稣基督呢在教导他的门徒们，他呢就是说现在马上要去耶路撒冷城了，他也告诉他们呢他要升天了，他也同样呢教导他们在他升天以后他们应该去怎么做，怎么去思考。
So we're going to start reading verse 29 and then try to explain the context. 29 says, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. So the Lord has preceded this verse with thoughts that the ravens are cared for by the Lord, and even the lilies of the field are beautiful, cared for by the Lord. And if the Lord cares for them, how much more will he care for his children?
因为其实主耶稣基督在前面呢告诉他，那就是主耶稣基督，主呢就是甚至关心那个乌鸦、那麻雀还有那小花，那么说呢，他们比那个乌鸦、麻雀、小花要贵重得多。那么主是神是有多么的关心他们呢？
So I'm impressed by these chapters or these verses, and I'm calling it a lesson on the simple logic of the Christian life. If God cares for ravens, if God cares for lilies, then how much more will he care for us? That is simple logic.
因为如果神呢关心呢，那个就是说是乌鸦关心百合花，那他岂不是更关心我们吗？这个是一个简单的真理。
Now, Jimmy, welcome. We're studying Luke chapter 12, verse 29 and 30.
欢迎Jimmy, 我们在学习路加福音12章29和30节。
The concluding logic is in verse 31, which says, seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you.
这个里面的结论呢，是在第31节里，他说呢，你们只要求神的国，这些东西都必加给你们了。
So, if you wanted the blessing of God, if you wanted food and clothing, that's what the Gentiles seek after. They spend much of their lives after money so they can get better food and better clothing.
这个里面呢，就是说，如果你要得到神的赐福，你要有好的衣服穿，有好的东西吃，那么说呢，这就是外邦人呢一直以来他们在那个寻求的东西，他们想赚更多的钱，就穿更好的衣服，吃更好的食物。Now
the Lord says there's a better way to get better food and clothing, and that is to seek first the kingdom of God. If you're seeking God's kingdom, you will get God's blessings.
因为主说呢，有一个更好的方法去寻求衣服和食物。他说呢，你们只要先求神的国，如果你先求神的国呢，你就会得到神的赐福。
Now, the implication is in this life, if you're a child of God, you don't get blessings just because you're his son. You get blessings because you're seeking his kingdom. There's work to do. Don't just sit there, do something.
这个里面呢，就是说这个呢，可以应用到我们基督徒的精神上。如果你呢是基督徒，你不仅仅是那个神的儿子，同样呢有很多的工作要去做，你要去服侍他，有很多工作，就不要只是坐在那里，要去做点什么事情。
But it is a marvelous thing. It says, if you seek the kingdom of God, all these things will be added to you.
这是个奇妙的事情。这里说呢，你们只要求神的国，这些东西都必加给你们了。And
so I've told you, I believe often, the simple line of Tiernis Wilson.
所以呢，就是说，我就告，从经常告诉你们，我呢相信那个Pearson Morrison讲的一句简单的话。
He went as a missionary from Northern Ireland to Angola in Central Africa.
那个就是他呢，从那个北爱尔兰去到中非的那个安哥拉去做宣教士。He
took very little money with him, and while he was there, he often went for a full year without getting any mail with any money from Northern Ireland.
因为他通常呢带着很少的钱去到那里，那么说呢，通常在那里的时候呢，他有大概有一年都收不到从北爱尔兰给他寄来的信和钱。
He went as an employee of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was looking to him for wages.
因为他呢到那里去呢，他就是主耶稣基督的雇员，所以呢，他呢期待着主耶稣给他发工资。
And his response was simple. He said, and I quote him, he said, "If you give God a good day's work, He will give you a good day's wage."
所以呢，他是这么说的，我是引用他的原话。他说：“如果呢，你跟神呢好好的工作一天呢，神就会付你一天呢好好的工资。
And this logic then is followed up with the wonderful verse 32.
”你这个逻辑呢，就一直留到第32节，这是一个奇妙的经文。
It says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom."
32节说：“你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
”你有没有相信主耶稣基督为你的救主呢？
Are you in His family?
你是不是在他的家里？
If so, His good pleasure to you is to give you the kingdom.
所以，如果是这样的话呢，他呢非常乐意把他的国赐给你。
That is an absolutely astounding promise.
这个对我们来说是一个绝对让我们惊讶的应许。
Imagine getting the kingdom of God.
你想象一下，获得神的国。
Now, I've told you that when I was a little boy, I used to think it would have been nice if I had been born into the royal family in Britain, because if I'd been there, I would have been able to own a horse.
因为我跟大家讲过，经常说呢，我当我还是个小男孩儿，说呢，我想如果我出生在英格兰的王室里呢，那是一件非常好的事情，因为我可以有一匹马。
I didn't have a horse as a little boy. I didn't even have a bicycle.
所以作为一个小男孩儿呢，我呢没有马，我甚至连自行车都没有。
So I thought it would be nice if I could be born into the royal family. I could have my own horse.
我就说那这个非常好，如果我出生在那个皇家呢，我就自己有自己的马了。
But I was born into the family of God.
但是我却出生在神的大家庭里。
I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I became a child of God, according to the great truth of John chapter 1, verse 12.
现在是如果我相信了主耶稣基督为我的救主呢，我就成为神的孩子。那按照那个约翰福音1章12节这样的伟大的真理，
I would far rather be the child of the King of Heaven than the child of the King of Britain.
所以我宁愿成为呢，就是说是啊，那个天上的王的孩子。而不是成为，就是说是大不列颠国的王子。
Now, what is it that we as children of God are going to inherit? God is going to give us the kingdom, and that's an unimaginably great gift.
因为我们作为神的孩子，我们会得到什么呢？神会赐给我们他的国，这是一个对我们来说完全想象不出来的礼物。
And it's interesting, it doesn't say God reluctantly has agreed to give us the kingdom. It says it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
这个非常有意思，这里并没有说那神呢非常为难的把他的国赐给你，这里说呢神呢非常乐意的把他的国赐给你。
Well, I guess I must confess that the first time I read and understood that verse, I was just filled with awe, and I said, "Lord, that's an amazing thing."
因为我就是必须呢承认，就是当我第一次读到这些经文的时候呢，我完全的充满了敬畏。我说主啊，这个是非常的神奇的。
What is he doing with me now?
他现在在我身上做什么呢？
Answer, he is training me and preparing me so that I will act responsibly in this kingdom that will be mine.
现在呢，就是在训练我，那这样呢，我当我去到他的国的时候呢，我在那里可以负起责任来。
So since one day I will have a kingdom, verse 33 says, therefore sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys.
因为呢，我将要得到这个王国，所以呢，就在第33节说呢，你们要变卖所有的施舍给人，为自己预备永不坏的钱囊，永不尽的财宝在天上，就是贼不能进，虫不能住的地方。So
what is it then that we're going to receive?
然后呢，我们应该收到什么呢？
Well, we're going to receive a kingdom with great riches.
现在我们要收到一个国呢，有极大的财富。
If that's the case, what do we do now?
如果这是那种情况，我们现在应该怎么做呢？
Well, we sell what we have and we give to the Lord. We give to the needy. We say, my riches are not going to be here on earth. They're going to be in heaven.
现在我们要呢变卖我们所有的给主，也施舍给那些穷人。那么说呢，我们说呢，现在呢，我的财宝不在这里，我呢要把财宝存在天上。
Now, that isn't always easy to do.
这个总不是那么容易做得到。
But it should be the guiding principle of our lives.
应该是呢，就是说是我们人生的一个引导的原则。
If you had two jobs offered to you, one paid well and the other didn't pay well, which one would you take?
如果呢，你说到两个工作的那个通知，那么说呢，一个呢工资高，一个工资低，你会选择哪一个工作？
And the answer is you take the job that is going to enable you to do more for Jesus than the other one. The one that's going to further the kingdom is the one you want. Don't worry about how much you get paid.
因为你们答案是呢，你要选择一份工作呢，就是说是在这份工作里，你可以更多的去为主耶稣基督去工作，所以呢，你不要担心今生的那个钱是多少，你要去为主工作。
What is the principle?
那么原则是什么？
Everything that you have here, when you die, you will lose. Everything that you send on ahead, when you die, you will gain.
因为呢，就是你在这一生里你所积攒的一切的东西，当你死了以后呢，钱都没有了。但是呢，如果你把这些钱呢存在天上，当你死了以后呢，你就会得到全部。
So don't get excited about riches here. Get excited about riches in heaven.
所以呢，不要再为这在今生呢你富有去感到兴奋，你要为你在天上的富有感到兴奋。
And don't plan and work and labor to get rich here. Plan and work and labor to get rich in God's kingdom.
因为呢，不要计划，并且说是去工作，为今生的财富，要去呢，就是计划去工作，为了在神的王国里得到财富。
Now, these are the simple principles, part of the simple principles of the Christian life.
这就是一个呢简单的这样的原则，也就是说是基督徒人生的简单原则的一部分。
What are the implications of using the work of God, following the truth of God, His way? What are the implications of all that?
因为这个呢，所有的这个就是说用神的这样的，就是说是计划，就是说这个在里面有什么意义呢？
Well, one of them is this: where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
其中一个呢，就是因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
That is another one of these amazing truths that we get in this part of the Bible.
也就是另外一个呢，我们就在圣经的这一部分得到的一个神奇的真理。
One's heart is a hard thing to manage.
所以呢，一个人的心呢是非常难去管理的。
You speak to somebody and you say, "Why did you marry your wife?"
所以呢，你跟某人说呢，你为什么要娶你的妻子？
Why did she marry you?
为什么她要嫁给你？
And often the answer is because I loved her, because she loved me.
答案通常是因为呢，我爱他，爱，因为呢，他爱我，
Is that a good reason?
这是个好的原因吗？
No, it's not a good reason if you love the wrong person.
意思就是说，如果你爱那个爱错了人，这个就不是个好的理由。
All manner of people have ended up in a bad marriage because they said, "I loved her, I loved him, and I didn't realize what I was getting into. I was overwhelmed by love. My heart led me there."
所以很多人呢，他们的婚姻呢非常的不幸福，但是他们开始的时候都说呢，因为我爱你，我爱你。那么说呢，这个时候呢，他们并没有意识到他们的进入婚姻以后呢，陷入多大的那样的困境和麻烦，他们也没意识到前面发生的事情。他们所有的开始呢，就是因为他的新的爱带着他走进婚姻。
Now it is true that most of us in life follow our heart.
因为这个里面的就是这个也是个事实，我们大多数的人呢都跟从我们自己的内心。
And if our heart's going in the right direction, that's great. But if our heart is leading us astray, that's terrible.
因为这个呢，如果你的心呢带你走到正确的方向，那就是对的；如果你的心呢带你呢走到那个错误的方向，带偏了，那就是个可怕的事情。
So the wisdom of God in the book of Proverbs is simple.
因为在神的计划里，神的智慧在那个箴言里是非常简单的。
It says, "My son, keep thine heart, for out of it are the issues of life."
所以他说：“我的儿子啊，你要保守你的内心，在你人生的所有面临的问题的时候。”
So the question is, how do you keep your heart?
这问题是你怎么保守你的内心呢？
And the fact is that there are responsibilities that we all have. We are responsible for keeping our heart, but the problem is most of us don't know how.
因为就是说，这是我们的责任，也是我们的职责。我们呢都有这样的责任，要保守我们的心。但是大多数人呢，他们都不知道怎样去做。
And so the warning in the New Testament is the flesh wars against the heart.
因为在预言那个就是说是新约里的警告是呢，那个肉体和内心的征战。
And so it's quite possible for us to do things in our flesh which will take the heart and lead it in the wrong direction.
对于我们来说呢，就是说是非常的难，就是说我们的就是说是肉身呢去做正确的事情，但是内心呢却把我们带偏了。
On the other hand, if we do what is right, we can lead the heart in the right direction so that it will lead us in the right direction.
所以从另外一个意义上讲呢，如果我们去做对的事情，那么说呢，我们就会引导我们的心，那么说是这样呢，我们的心呢也会带领我们走到正确的方向。
So back to verse 34 now, it says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
我们回到34节说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Your heart will follow your treasure, and therefore you decide what you're going to do with your money, and you make sure that your money is going in God's direction, and your heart will follow it in God's direction.
因为你的内心呢会跟着你的财宝走，所以呢要确保呢怎样去管理你的钱财，让你的钱财呢跟着神走，那么呢，你的钱财呢就会把你带到那个神的方向上去。
And you say, if I had more money, I would do this. I would play at that. If I had more money, this is how I would spend it. And if you get the money and spend it that way, your heart will follow the wrong direction. You don't need those pleasures. You don't need those things. So many of the people of God give to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm giving this to you in order that my heart will follow you. I want to follow you, and I'm going to give in order to help my heart be what it ought to be.
在这个里面呢，很多呢基督徒呢，他们把他们自己的钱财呢都给了神。他说呢，神呐，我把这个钱财给你呢，是为了以便我的内心呢跟从您。那么说呢，我要我的内心呢走在正确的方向上，所以我要把我的钱财呢要放在正确的地方。
Now, how do these principles work out in life?
那原则在我们的人生里怎么样去行得通呢？
Well, verse 35 says, Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning.
35节说：“你们腰要束上带，灯也要点着。
Apparently, in the days of the apostles, the attire, what you wore, was dependent upon what you were going to be doing.
”坦率地说呢，在使徒那个年代呢，你穿什么样的衣服，决定了你在做什么样的工作。
And so many of us have that same logic. We have dress clothes and we have work clothes.
因为我们都中间很多人都有这样的逻辑，我们有那个礼服，我们也有工作服。
And it'd be very foolish for us to use our dress clothes when we're going to go out digging ditches.
这个就是对我们来说是非常愚蠢的。如果我们去挖沟的时候呢，穿着礼服。
So, it was the same in the days of the apostles. They wore long robes, but when they went to work, they used to take their robes and wind them up around their waist so that their legs were free to get to work.
这个逻辑呢，同样适用于在使徒的那个年代。当时呢，他们都穿那个长袍，所以他们工作的时候呢，他们要把那个下面的裙摆呢，把它掀起来束在腰上，这样他的两条腿那就可以自由的活动去工作。
If your robes were long, they would become dirty if you were working in a bad situation. They would become entangled if you tried to run. They would get in the way if you were trying to move things.
因为里面就是说是，如果你穿的是长袍了，当你去做那些比较脏的活的时候呢，你的衣服呢会弄脏。但是呢，如果说是你穿着长袍，你试图跑的时候呢，那个长袍呢会绊着你的脚。如果呢你穿着长袍呢，试图去做搬东西的时候，那个长袍会刺破。
So the workers in those days wore a big waist belt, and that waist belt was used to wrap the skirts up around the waist so that they wouldn't get in their way if they were running or working hard.
因为里面在那个年代呢，他们都有一个非常宽的这个腰带。这个腰带的作用呢，就是说是当他们要工作或者说是要跑的时候呢，他们会把裙摆呢就是掀起来束在腰上。
So the implication here is when the Lord says, let your waist be girded, he's saying, be prepared to work, work hard. Don't let yourself be relaxing with your long robes hanging. You get in there and work hard.
所以这里主耶稣基督讲到说，你们腰要束上带的这个意思呢，其实就是你们随时要准备好去工作，不要让你那个长袍呢让你觉得很放松，你要努力的工作，要把腰带束起来，准备好努力的工作。
You're going to get a kingdom, not to play in the kingdom. You're going to get a kingdom to manage for the glory of God. You've got to learn to work.
意思就是说，你要获得一个王国，你在王国并不是赐给你，让你在里面去玩的，你要去管理这个国家，你要在为了神的荣耀呢，学会呢怎样去管理你的王国。
But the Lord says, verse 35, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning.
主耶稣呢，在那个第35节里，不仅仅说你们腰要束上带，也说呢灯也要点着。
Why would you need your lamps burning?
为什么你的灯要点着呢？
Because you're working after sundown, that's why.
因为你是在那个太阳落山以后也要工作，这就是为什么。
You don't need your lights burning in the middle of the day. You need your lights burning in the middle of the night if you're working and not sleeping.
你不需要白天呢，你工作的时候不需要点灯。那么说呢，你如果在半夜你不睡觉，你要工作的话，你就要点灯了。
So the wonderful thing about the work of God is that the men of God and the women of God, they work in such a way that they're working hard and working long.
所以这个里面就是说是这个奇妙的之处，为呢属神的男的、属神的女的呢，他们呢工作不仅仅非常努力的工作，而且他们长时间的工作。
The story is told of a Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to the Chinese.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是有一个故事告诉我们，就是说是一个伟大的去到中国宣教的故事，他叫泰德生。
A Christian went to visit him on one occasion and was staying in his house.
因为有一个基督徒的有一天呢去看他，然后在他家里过夜。
He was amazed to find that Hudson Taylor was working in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. Hudson Taylor was still working.
最感到非常惊奇的是呢，戴德生呢，他在晚上也工作，就算是在凌晨2点，那个戴德生仍然在工作。
He was singing as he was working.
他边工作呢边唱赞美诗。
And the words that he was singing were these.
他唱的那个歌词是这样的。
He said, Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art.
所以呢，他说：“主啊，我们现在在休，我现在在休息，我在您里面，就是您室的里面休息。
Well, the other thing about him was that he also covenanted before the Lord that the sun would never rise on China without finding him on his knees praying for China.
”他同样呢，跟神呢定了一个约，说呢。在中国的太阳升起之前，每一次他都要跪下为中国祷告。
So if he was working at 2 o'clock in the morning, and pray at 6 o'clock in the morning. He didn't get much sleep that night.
因为他其实呢，就是在凌晨2点半夜还在工作，那么是在那个凌晨的上午的6点也在祷告，所以那一天晚上他根本没怎么睡觉。
Now, Amir says that his sister isn't getting much sleep because of the bombs.
所以呢，就是阿米尔说呢，因为那个轰炸，他的那个妹妹们呢睡不着觉。
Oftentimes, the Christian doesn't get much sleep because he's working, because he's going to get a kingdom. It's not going to be destroyed. He's going to get a kingdom. He's working for that kingdom now.
因为通常的基督徒呢，他们呢也睡不着觉，睡不着觉的原因呢，是因为呢他会在工作，他呢，因为他将来要获得一个王国，所以他必须呢现在去努力的工作，去准备获得那个王国，他是不会毁灭的。
Now, all of this is explaining the simple logic of God.
所以这些都给我们解释了那神的那个简单的逻辑。
So, verse 35 is followed by verse 36 and says, And you yourselves be like men who wait for the master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately.
第36节跟着35节说呢，自己好像仆人们等候主人从婚宴上回来，他来到叩门，他们就立刻给他开门。
So Jesus has gone to heaven, He'll be coming back someday.
女主耶稣基督呢，已经回到了天堂，他呢，有一天呢，他会回来。
And our responsibility is to be watching for him and working for him when he returns.
现在就是说，我们的责任呢，就是说是啊，要为他警醒，就是当他呢回来的时候呢，我们要为他工作。
So when the boss comes back, it's blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them.
就这个里面呢，就说是啊，第三句就是说呢，主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那些仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐起，自己束上带，进来伺候他们。
So, what do you do when the boss is away?
那就是你老板呢不在的时候，你应该怎么做？
We have a phrase in English, I don't know if it's in Chinese. It goes like this: when the cat's away, the mice will play.
那就是说，我们在英文里呢有这么个说法，他不知道在中文有没有。他们说呢，当猫不在的时候，老鼠就玩起来。
And so there are two kinds of servants.
有两类的那样的仆人，
One who serves the Lord when the boss is watching.
其中一个呢，当那个老板看着的时候呢，他们在工作。
And sloughs off when the boss isn't watching.
因为当老板不玩的时候呢，不，老板没有看着的时候，他们就偷懒。
And the other is the one who serves the Lord when the boss is watching or not.
另外一类呢，就是他都在工作，不管老板看着还是没看着。
So I had a problem something like that one day.
因为有一天呢，我有类似的问题。
I was working in Germany.
我是在德国工作，
And I had a boss.
我有一个老板，
And my boss was in San Francisco.
我的老板呢，他在旧金山。
And frankly, he didn't get to see me very often.
坦率说呢，他并不经常看到我，
And I didn't get to see him.
我也不经常看到他，
And he didn't know whether I was working or not.
他不知道我到底有没有在工作。
So I had to make up my mind. I had to say, Harold, are you going to work diligently in spite of the fact that your boss is 10,000 miles away? Or are you going to slough off, take it easy, and relax?
因为我对自己来说呢，我必须把这个事情搞清楚。我对自己说呢，哈尔德呢，你必须做出决定。尽管你的老板在10,000英里之外，那么说呢，你要决定呢，到底是不是要勤奋工作呢，还是呢，偷着懒，或者说是稍微放松一下。
Well, that's the responsibility we all have as Christians. Our God is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. It's true. He knows what we're doing, but he can't. He doesn't give us feedback every morning. We just have to trust him. And it's easy for us to become lazy as Christians.
这个里面呢，对我们基督徒来说也是这样的事实，因为我们的老板、我们的父，他在天堂里，离我们非常的遥远，所以呢，我们呢很容易觉得呢，神呢没有看着我们，所以呢，我们呢非常容易变成那种偷懒的基督徒。
Now, what is the conclusion of verse 37?
所以第37节呢，他的那个结论是什么？
It says, Assuredly, I say to you that our Lord will gird himself and have them all sit down to eat and will come and serve them.
也就是你说的那种，实在告诉你们，主人必叫他们坐席，自己束上带子，尽全伺候他们。
You'll remember. The story of the disciples, they were fishing in the Sea of Galilee all night long.
因为你们大家记得那个故事呢，他的主耶稣基督的门徒们呢，在加利利海里打了一整晚上的鱼，
They didn't catch anything.
他们一条鱼也没有捕着。
They were probably feeling discouraged.
他们有可能感觉非常的丧气。
And then they saw a man on the shore, and you'll remember he had a fire going. He'd cooked some fish, and he asked them to come and dine with him.
他们呢看见岸边那一个人，你们大家记得了那个人呢，在那里烧着火，在烤鱼。他那并且呢邀请他们进来，在上岸和他一起吃鱼。
This is an amazing promise. Our Lord Himself is going to serve us a good meal when we get to heaven, or good meals on a continuing basis when we get to heaven.
这是一个非常的奇妙的这样的一个应许。我们当我们去到天堂的时候呢，我们的主呢，他会给我们供应非常好吃的美食，或者说呢，在我们持续的在往天堂的路上走的时候呢，他都会给我们供应这样的美食。
The principle is simple. If we serve him now, he will serve us then.
这个原则非常简单。如果我们现在呢服侍他呢，他将来呢也要伺候我们。
And so the simple logic goes on, verse 38, and says, and if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants.
这辆逻辑继续持续到第38节，说呢，如果他是第二经来或者第三经来，看见仆人这样，那些仆人就有福了。
The normal day's work is from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night.
通常的工作时间呢，是早上6点工作到下午6点。
That's when most people do their work.
绝大多数人他们在工作的时间。
Now, verse 38 says, if he should come in the second watch.
对，第38节说呢，如果他是第二今天来。
When would the second watch be?
那么二更是什么时候？
Well, it would be from 9 o'clock at night until midnight.
那就是9点钟呢，到那个半夜。
When would the third watch be?
那么第三更天是什么时候？
It would be from midnight till 3 o'clock in the morning.
那应该是呢，从那半夜到那个凌晨3点。
And if the Lord comes at that awkward time, he would expect to find us watching.
因为如果主在那个时候来呢，他呢希望我们在警醒。
Verse 39 explains it, says, but know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into.
这个第39节说，那家主若知道贼什么时候来，就必警醒，不容贼挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的。
So the principle of responsibility here is that the Christian is vigilant. He's watching, not necessarily working, but he is watching at all times. He's always ready for the Lord's return.
也就是你们这里的一个原则呢，就是说是，基督徒们呢，他们总是在警醒，警醒呢，他们就是在所有的事情都警醒，并不一定呢，就是非要工作，他们都在警醒的，都在等待主的到来。
And so verse 40 picks up that theme, says, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
第40节说，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
When will the Lord return?
那么主呢，什么时候会回来？
All we know for sure is we don't know when.
所以呢，我们所有知道，很准确的知道的是，我们不知道什么。
He will be coming at an hour we don't plan for. We've just got to be ready for his return at all times.
因为他会在那个，就是说我们并没有计划好的那个时间就会来。那么说呢，我们在所有的时间里都要准备好迎接他的到来。
So after all these wonderful promises of the Lord and wisdom from the Lord, Peter, verse 41, asks him the question, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?
因为这主讲了这么多奇妙的这样的应许，这么奇妙的原则以后呢，那么说呢，在第41节里，彼得对他说：“主啊，这比喻是为我们说的呢，还是为众人呢？”
And so the Lord's answer, verse 42, is, and the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise servant whom the master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season?
42节主说呢，谁是那忠心聪明的管家？主人派他管理他的家，按时分粮给他们呢？
The question is, who will it be? The answer is, blessed. Is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes?
这个里面的问题是呢，就是说是谁是这些人？那么第33节答案是呢，主人来到，看见仆人这样行，那仆人就有福了。
Simple logic, Jesus is coming back soon.
以简单的逻辑，主耶稣基督呢，很快会回来。
We are to be ready when he comes.
当他来的时候呢，我们要准备好了。
And to be ready, we must be watching and working.
因为为了准备好了，我们必须要警醒和工作。
We are those with our waists girded and our lamps burning.
我们就是那一群呢，就是腰带束好了，灯点亮了的人。
Now, what's the response from all this? Verse 44.
第44节被这样的回答是什么呢？
Truly, he says, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has.
意思是这一节说，我是告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
What are we going to get when we get to heaven?
我们当我们去到天堂的时候，我们会得到什么呢？
Well, we're going to get great reward.
我们会得到大的奖赏。
But we're also going to be given positions of responsibility and glory.
同样呢，我们也要得到一个职位，这样呢，我们的责任呢，就是也要因为这个职位得到荣耀。
Heaven is not a place of prolonged idleness.
所以呢，就是说是天堂呢，并不是那样的地方呢，你可以懒惰，并且呢，什么事儿都不做。
Heaven is the place of the blessings of diligence in happy service.
天堂呢是一个，那就是说是有得荣耀的，就是你非常的勤奋的工作的地方。
So, how are you going to serve him? Verse 45.
你怎样去服侍他呢？第45节。
Blessed is that servant if in his heart He says, My master is, sorry, let me start again. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers.
对，第45节说呢，那仆人若心里说，我的主人必来得迟，就动手打仆人和使女，并且吃喝醉酒，在他想不到的日子、不知道的时候，那仆人的主人要来，把他腰斩了，要定他和不信的人同罪。
Are there responsibilities associated with being a Christian?
所以呢，作为那基督徒呢，你有连带的那样的责任吗？
And the answer is yes, big responsibilities.
对，答案是的，你有极大的责任。
Years ago, we used to have a lot of companies in Canada that were called by a particular name and son.
因为在过去呢，我们加拿大呢有很多这样的公司，这公司呢有一个特别的名字和他的儿子们。
It might be Smith and Son or anything else and Son, but the name of the company was Mr. So-and-so and his son.
因为有可能是说史密斯和他的儿子，然后呢，有可能说其他的某某先生和他的儿子，他们的公司的名字就叫某某人和他的儿子。
Now it's true, the son was going to inherit the company.
因为事实，那些儿子们呢会继承这个公司。
But at the same time, the son had the responsibility to be wise and diligent in that company. The son didn't get it just because he was the son. He got it in part because he was diligent.
那同样呢，这个呢就是他的儿子呢，必须呢在那个公司里呢，就是做一部分他非常的勤奋的工作。他不仅仅就是说是因为他是这个人的儿子，就自然而然继承这个公司，他必须呢在这个公司里呢勤奋的工作。
So the Christian then says, I have a responsibility to my Lord. I have got to, I'm going to be a, his, I'm going to be a master. I've got to treat the people around me wisely. I've got to live up to the responsibilities he's given me.
比如说，那个就是说是我们作为基督徒那时候呢，主是我们的那个主人。那么说呢，我现在呢要对我周围的人呢要负责任，我要对我周围的人呢好一些，我也要勤奋的工作。
So more thoughts about Rewards Day, verse 47.
所以第47节讲的更多的关于的奖赏的日子。
It says, and that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.
意思是直接说，仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。
And the opposite is true, verse 48. But he who did not know, yet committed things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes.
就是反之呢也成立。第48节说，唯有那不知道的做了当受责打的事，必少受责打。
And then the logic for all that carries on in verse 48 says, for everyone. To whom much is given, from him much will be required, and to whom much has been committed of him, they will ask the more.
就这个逻辑在48节里会继续说，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
So, those of us who know the will of God and are responsible for obeying, those of us who do that, we are going to be. Held accountable for what we know. But those who do not know, they're going to be punished as well. But they won't be punished as severely as those who know the will and don't do it.
因为这个里面呢，我们这些呢知道神的旨意的人，那就是说是我们要为我们所知道的这些事情呢要负责任。那么说呢，就是说当然呢，那些呢就是不认识主的人呢，他们呢就是说是也要受到责打。受责打是因为呢他们知道神的知识，他们却不顺服，所以他们的责打会更加的严重。
So there are two kinds of people mentioned here, and one is the man who has the full knowledge and he's responsible to live up to it. The man who doesn't know much, he's responsible to live up to it too. But the man who knows more and doesn't do it will be punished more highly than or severely than the man who doesn't know it and doesn't do it.
所以这个里面呢，就是这里有2类的人，一类呢就是完完全全知道神的知识，另外的一类呢就知道一点点。那么那些全不知道的那些人呢，不照着神的旨意去做呢，他们的那个责罚是非常的严重的。那么说那些知道一点点的呢，他不照着神的话去做的呢，他们受的责罚那就少一点。
So there was a man of God by the name of Bill Gothard who preached a few years ago.
因为有一个属神的人，他的名字叫比尔·高瑟，就是几年前他在讲道。
And he often spoke on the subject of how should a Christian live.
他通常讲这样的主题：一个基督徒呢，应该怎样去生活？
And his answer was simple, that the Christian should live according to a very high standard.
这个答案非常简单，基督徒呢，他们呢，要照着一个非常高的标准去生活。
And so there was a standard of behavior that he set for himself.
因为他跟自己定了一个，就是说是怎样的去生活的标准。
It was very high.
这个非常的高。
Then he said, listen, I cannot afford to do something wrong because you see, I grew up in a Christian home. I knew the truth of God, and therefore I'm held to a very high standard.
比方说呢，我呢就是说是不能，哎，就是我要如果做错了事，我承担不起，因为我在一个基督徒的家庭里长大的，我也做一个基督徒生活，因此呢，我的生活的标准呢，原则非常的高。
Others who didn't have that background, that knowledge, that advantage, they were held to a low standard. The low standard for some, the high standard for Bill.
所以这个里面呢，就那些呢，他们没有那样的家庭背景，也没有那样的知识的人呢，他们要活在一个低的标准里。那么，Bill 呢是一个高的标准，其他人的标准是低的。
And so his logic often went like this: others can do that. But you can't, Bill. Your standard is very high. You're going to be held to a high standard. They could do it and get away with it. You can't.
因为他通常呢，他的逻辑是这样的，他说呢，其他的人可以去做那件事，但是比尔你自己不能做，因为他们做了会没事儿，因为你的生活的标准非常高，你做了就会有事儿。
And so it's true, those of us who are familiar with the Bible. Those of us who are diligent in Bible study, those of us who are seeking to walk the ways of the Lord, we are held to a higher standard than those who did not know and did not have the advantages that we had.
所以这个里面呢，这也是一个事实，因为呢，我们呢知道圣经，我们也呢非常勤奋地学习圣经，我们也能从圣经里呢寻求神的真理，我们去跟从。因此呢，我们有一个非常高的标准，因为我们有这样的标准呢，所以我们要活出这样的标准。我们不应该像那些呢不知道这些事的人那样去活。
All right, well, now some more thoughts on the simple logic of the Christian life.
你现在呢？我们有更多的这样的逻辑，就是在一个简单的基督徒的人生的原则里面。
What happens when the Lord Jesus comes into a life?
一旦主耶稣基督来到我们的人生里面的时候，发生了什么呢？
Verse 49, he says, I came to send fire on the earth. And how I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished.
第49节说：“我哪要把火丢在地上？倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？我还有当受的喜要受，我是何等的迫切，直到这事成就啊！
So he says, first of all, 49, I came to send fire. On the earth.
”所以，首先呢，在第49节里说呢：“我来要把火丢在地上。
What's he mean by that?
”这个什么意思？
Fire is often pictured as a judgment.
我呢，通常是呢审判的一个画面。
In biblical terms, if something is wrong, the fire comes in and destroys it.
所以呢，在圣经里面呢，就是说，如果什么事情错了，那么说呢，就火会降下来摧毁他们。
That is why we have the picture of hell as being the lake of fire.
这就是为什么我们有这个地狱的一个画面，称之为火湖。
So the Lord says, listen, I'm coming. My job in coming is to send fire to bring forth judgment.
也就是说呢，我会来，来的工作呢，就是说是降下火，降下火实行审判。
By and large, the world doesn't like judgment.
另外就是世界上的人呢都不喜欢受审判。
And so our generation goes so far as to say that they want to abolish the police, defund the police. That's their argument.
因为我们这一代人呢，他们说呢，要削减警察的经费。
How foolish. Let's get rid of the judges, they say.
所以他们是多么的愚蠢呢？他们说呢，让我们逃避审判吧。
But the Lord Jesus came as the judge. He came to bring the fire of judgment, and he wants that to happen and soon.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他奶奶他是要审判世界的，他要呢带着火来，这样的事情也很快会实现。
And then he says in verse 50, I've got a baptism to be baptized with. In fact, he had to go to the cross to die for sin.
第50节说呢，我还没有当受的洗要受，这个呢，简单的讲呢，他是要上十字架为我们的罪而死。
And so he's basically saying, I couldn't bring judgment into the world until I was baptized. Until I was crucified, because when I'm crucified, men will be able to flee to me for deliverance from the fire of judgment.
那就基本上说呢，在我受洗，在我被钉十字架之前呢，我不能审判世界，因为呢，就是当我受了洗，上了十字架以后呢，这些人呢，他们就可以逃到我这里来躲避审判。
So that's the wonderful principle. He said, I'll come I'll come to bring fire, but before I bring judgment, I'm going to bring a way of forgiveness so that people won't have to be judged.
这是一个是奇妙的真理，因为主耶稣的说呢，我来的时候呢，我要带着火来，我要审判世界，但是呢，我也要就是跟他们提供一个方式，一个方式呢，在我审判之前呢，他们可以逃到我这里来，他们就不会受审判。
But then he goes on in verse 51 and he says, Do you suppose that I came to bring peace on the earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather I came to bring division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three.
第51节说呢，你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是，而是纷争。从今以后，一家五个人要纷争，三个人和两个人要相争，两个人和三个人相争。
It is true that very often when the gospel comes into a house, there is division in the house.
所以这个也是个事实。通常呢，福音进入一个家庭以后呢，在这个家庭里会就造成分裂。
Not everyone becomes a Christian at the same time.
并不是每个人呢都是在同一时间成为基督徒的。
And that's often very hard on the one who does become a Christian. He says, I can't understand why everyone doesn't become a Christian immediately.
因为这个通常呢，对那个基督徒成为基督徒人来说比较难的，因为他通常说呢，我不知道为什么那些人呢，他们不想成为基督徒。
And the problem is that a Christian, says that there is such a thing as sin, and sin will be judged, and the sinner doesn't like to hear that.
因为通常呢，就是说基督徒呢会说呢，我们是罪人，罪人呢要受到审判。所以呢，那些罪人呢，他们都不喜欢听。
So very often in the short run, the Christian rejoices in his salvation, but those immediately around him may not share his joy or his enthusiasm.
所以呢，通常呢，一个基督徒呢，他就会短期内享受他成为得到救恩的喜乐，但是他周围的那些人呢，并不会，就是说跟他一起呢去分享这样的喜乐，或者说去欣赏他得到的喜乐。
So let me tell you the story of a couple of my friends who became Christians.
就是让我跟大家讲一些故事，有几个我的朋友，他们成为基督徒以后。
My friend George had a wife, two sons.
我的朋友呢，George 呢，有个妻子和两个儿子。
He became a Christian, a wonderful Christian.
他成为了基督徒，一个奇妙的基督徒。
His wife and sons, they didn't like it.
他的妻子和他的儿子们都不喜欢他。
They got to the point they wouldn't come to church with him anymore.
因为他们到了这一点，他们就不再来教会了。
He started writing things for people to read so that they could become Christians. He gave them to them. They wouldn't read them.
所以呢，他就开始呢，就写一些东西，告诉他们怎样成为基督徒。他把这个给他们，他们都不读。
And so, after a while, his wife did become a Christian.
所以过了一段时间，他的妻子呢，真的成为了基督徒。
And his eldest son became a Christian.
他大儿子成为了基督徒。
And his wife became a Christian.
他的妻子呢，成为基督徒。
And his, gotta make sure I get my story right now. His youngest son, I can't live with this anymore. These people all around me, they're all Christians. I'm getting out of here.
他们的小儿子说呢，就是说是啊，我这些人都成为基督徒，我一点都不喜欢，所以我要离开。
So he decided to go on a trip and he went to Mexico.
现在决定呢，出去旅行，他去了墨西哥。
And he was walking down the street in Mexico City and he looked into a bookshop and he saw a book.
因为当时在墨西哥城的一个街道上走路，走路的时候呢，走到一个书店。
And it was the Spanish translation of the book that his father had written that he refused to read because he didn't want to become a Christian.
因为那本书，他看到一本书，这本书呢就是他的父亲所写的，写的已经翻译成西班牙文，就是他父亲要他读的，所以他不想读，因为他不想成为基督徒。
And he said, "This is amazing. My father's God is chasing me all the way from Vancouver to Mexico City."
这个太神奇了！我父亲的神呢？他一直追我，追从温哥华追到了墨西哥城了。
And he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
他呢，相信了主耶稣基督为他的救主，
But it took a long time, probably 10 years, maybe more.
但是花了很久，有可能呢10年或者更多年。
So, don't be surprised if not everyone you speak to gets enthusiastic about your telling them about the Savior.
现在就是说，不要呢感到惊奇。如果你去告诉每一个人呢，他并不是非常热心的接受你所传的救主的话。
The reason they don't get excited is often simply because if they trust the Lord as Savior, they're going to have to turn away from their sins and admit that they were wrong, and people don't like to do that.
所以这个逻辑呢，其实非常简单的。如果他呢，就是说是非常热心的接受你传的，那么说呢，就意味到他是一个罪人。他是个罪人的话呢，那么就证明他的事情做错了。人们呢，通常不喜欢别人指出他做错了。
So verse 53 says, Father will be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
第53节说呢，父亲和儿子相争，儿子和父亲相争，母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和媳妇相争，媳妇和婆婆相争。
And very often the division is generational. The older generation, the younger generation. Sometimes the younger generation gets saved, but not the older. Sometimes the older gets saved, but not the younger. Don't be surprised.
所以通常呢，这样的纷争呢是由代沟而产生的，就是说是老一代的人和年轻的一代。那么说呢，有时候呢，年轻的一代呢得救了，那么老的一代没得救；有时候老的一代得救了，小年轻的一代没有得救。所以呢，因为这样的两代人这样的纷争，所以你不要感到奇怪。
Be patient, keep on praying, keep on quietly witnessing about the Savior, and let the Lord do His work, even if there is short-run lack of peace.
另外就是要祷告，要祷告呢，这也一直呢，就是说是要去传你的福音。那么说呢，就是说是你要非常安静的等待，让神来做他的工作。所以呢，不要让那个短期的纷争呢打扰到你。
Remember, even in the house of the Lord Jesus Christ, before his death and burial and resurrection, his brothers didn't believe on him. Jesus' own brothers rejected him.
你大家也记住，就算是主耶稣基督，他的弟弟们，在他呢上十字架复活之前呢，他们中间的人呢也不相信他。你要记住，就算主耶稣基督的弟弟们也不相信他。
All right, well, these are some of the simple truths of the Christian life, and the Lord is just outlining for us here these principles so that we will understand, live by them, and be patient in them.
你这个里面就是这里呢，是一些呢，就是说是基督徒的那些一些简单的那样的生活的原则。主耶稣基督呢，就是说是把这个列出来给我们看，所以呢，我们自己呢要非常的有耐心，要去呢靠着这样的原则去活。
All right, well, that's about all we've got time for this evening. Let me remind you again that we lose an hour tonight. In 2 or 3 hours, our clocks will go ahead. So, in effect, it's not a quarter to nine now, it's really a quarter to 10 tomorrow time.
所以呢，再次呢提醒大家，就是说是我们明天的时间呢要改了，改了呢我们失去了1个小时，就是再过1、2个小时、几个小时，就是在2点时候呢，它要播到3点钟。那么说呢，现在呢我们现时是8:45，那么实际上在明天呢应该是9:45了，所以大家要注意。
So those of you in China, we will see you an hour earlier on Saturday or Sunday next week.
所以呢，就是是那些在中国的下个星期六或者是中国的星期天呢，我们是上午的10点半开始。
Thank you. Let's pray, and the Lord will bless us.
谢谢大家，我们的祷告，主会赐福给我们的。
Lord, we thank you for the prospect that we have as Christians.
所以主啊，就是说感谢您呢，我们最后作为基督徒有这样的一些观点。
We not only get to go to heaven, but we are granted the kingdom, and we have great privileges, responsibilities, and glory in that great day. We're looking forward to it.
我们不仅仅要去天堂，我们也要获得这样的一个王国。王国呢，就是说是愿我们呢现在呢准备好，我们这个为这个去工作去服侍。愿在那一天呢，我们在那里呢那个国里呢，我们都准备好了，为此而荣耀。
Help us to be patient in it, we pray, Lord, even if some of those who are close to us, like family members, do not immediately trust the Lord as their Savior.
例如啊，请您帮助我们呢，有耐心。就算是我们周围的人，就算是我们的自己周围的家人和亲人，他们并没有马上信主的时候。
So, Lord, we just pray that the blessing of our God will be upon us. We pray that you'll bless us tonight.
例如啊，我们就祷告呢，神的赐福会降临在我们身上。我们祈求您呢，今晚来赐福给我们。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you all. May the Lord bless us.
谢谢大家，愿主赐福给我们。